Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. And now, play ball. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King who is chasing the ball. Elia reaches third base with a triple. Skowron goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Elia scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick fires to first and has Weiss trapped. There's the throw to Brinkman who tags Weiss for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Elia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Elia moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan has Elia trapped. There's the throw to Camilli and over to McMullen, who tags Elia for the out. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Berry moves to third. Martin moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jack Lamaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamaby is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamaby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard throws the ball into Savarin, who tags Weiss, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Berry scores. Martin scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nan strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Agee reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Camilli and he is out, McMullen applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-2 in the game. Barry bunts in front of the plate. Camilli fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jack Lamaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamaby is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamaby bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Fred Valentine pinch runs for Jim King. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. 2 outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Valentine now playing right field. Don Blasingame now playing shortstop. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke strikes out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamaby fields it and throws to first for the out. Camilli moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Chance now playing first base. Dick Lines now pitching. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Elia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard throws the ball into Savarin, who tags Berry, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-3 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamabee fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.